just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. I'm really having a blast kind of picking and playing these songs for you and for me too. Matthew Sturdivant created a really outstanding book of portraits of Austin, Texas musicians called The Sound of Austin about a decade ago. And for tonight's show, I asked my chief critic, occasional researcher, and current spouse, Terry, to put her artist hat on and pick her favorite portraits. And I then selected songs from the artists that Terry picked. Result, as the usual, eclectic and electric and pretty wonderful show. If I do say so myself, we're going to lead off with a couple of love songs, because who really doesn't need some of that right now? We're going to open the set with Bob Schneider and his song, 40 Dogs Like Romeo and Juliet.
Something right about you and me. Something right about you and me. You're the color of a bird book. You're the color of a sideways love from an undercover cop in a comic book. You're the color of a stormy June. You're the color of the moon. You're the color of the night. That's right. Color of a fight. You move me. You're the color of the colored part of the Wizard of Oz movie. We're like Romeo and Juliet. Ever seen. Come out tonight, come out with me, baby. We'll throw the careful into the crazy. Turn the sky black into a sky blue. Turn a close shade into a hoo-hoo. What I say is true. Make a fire, gotta burn a few. Make a fire, gotta burn a few. And we can do what we wanna do.
Yeah.
That was Los Lonely Boys. Three Garza Brothers from San Angelo, Texas, which is that's kind of, if you look at the middle of the state, go a little bit west, and that you'll find San Angelo there. The song was Fly Away from their 2011 album Rock Pango, and all the Garza Brothers sing. Henry plays guitar, JoJo on bass, and Ringo is on, yes, Ringo's on the drums. Their father had a band with their brothers in South Texas in the 70s and 80s, and they recorded their first album at Willie's Studio outside of Austin, Pernalis, and their first single, Heaven, reached number one on the chart, on one of the charts, anyway. October of 2019, however, JoJo announced that he's leaving the group, and the last I heard, the band's future is up in the air, if not defunct. Before Los Lonely Boys, we heard Bob Schneider and 40 Dogs like Romeo and Juliet. That was on his 2009 album, Lovely Creatures. Bob's the son of an opera singer, and he spent his younger years in Germany. Eventually, he went to University of Texas at El Paso, but he dropped out and joined a band called Joe Rockhead, and later joined the Ugly Americans band, and then he co-founded the Scabs, and then he went solo in 1999. He's got a penchant for weird names of bands. He's got a long-standing residency at the Saxon Pub in Austin, and he plays at Antone's pretty much as well. He's got 55 Austin Music Awards, a couple books out as well, and of course he has dated Sandra Bullock. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ashland. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing some songs from artists whose portraits were made by Matthew Sturtevant for the book The Sound of Austin. Terry picked the photos, I picked the songs, and thanks to you for listening in. Next up are a couple songs that kind of offer solace and advice. And we're going to lead off with the solace side of that. Joe Ely and a brand new song from a brand new album, All About Love. Here is Soon All Your Sorrows Be Gone.
Soon all your sorrows will be gone. They say that the world is hard. Oh, but I know it's true. Full of pain and misery, grief and sorrow too. But in between those darker days and the place that it belongs, my love, your heart and soul overflow, and soon all your sorrows be gone. They say the earth came from chaos, and lightning, hail, and rain. The sea, they say, is a pool of tears, and a song is a poet's pain. But when the storms are over, if you can just wait that long, my love, your heart and soul, oh, soon all your sorrows be gone. Heart and soul, and your sorrows be gone. Overflow, and you're never alone. Heart and soul, and your sorrows be gone. Overflow, and you're never I get up early and watch the day unfold and see the people with all their cares weighing silver with gold. Sometimes I stay up late at night until the roar of dawn, my love, your heart and soul overflow, and soon all your sorrows be gone. Heart and soul, and your sorrows be gone. Overflow, and you're never alone. Heart and soul, and your sorrows be gone. Overflow, and you're never alone. Soon I must be going like a wind-blown sail across the seas. They take me from places I have failed. But if you listen patiently, and if you listen long, my love, your heart and soul overflow, and soon all your sorrows be gone. Heart and soul, and your sorrows be gone. Overflow, and you never alone. Heart and soul, and your sorrows be gone. Overflow, and you never alone. Heart and soul, and your sorrows be gone. Overflow, and you're never alone. Heart and soul, and your sorrows be gone. Overflow, you're never alone.
Good morning, fella. You don't look too good today. Your eyes are red, your skin is pale. You look like you could use a shave. You had a good time last night. Look at the price you had to pay. You'd think that you'd know better than to still be carrying on this way. Look at the gray sticking out of your hair. You'd think that you could take a hint. There's a reason Mother Nature put it there. While you're out there making more wrinkles, your family's making more memories every day. You'd think that you'd know better than to still be carrying on this way. Crashing in the 40, might better think about growing up. You got a wife, a kid to lean on you. Are you strong enough? Get down off your high horse. Ain't nobody listening to what you say. You'd think that you'd know better than to still be carrying on this way. Toothbrush with the lid back on the toothpaste tube. Then I look up in the mirror just to get me one more good look at you. Man, you can't be as dumb as you look. It ain't too late to make a change. You'd think that you'd know better than to still be carrying on this way. Crashing in the 40, might better think about growing up. You got a wife and kid to lean on you. Brother, are you strong enough? Get down off your high horse. Ain't nobody listening to what you say. You'd think that you'd know better than still be carrying on this way. Yeah, you'd think that you'd know better than to still be carrying on this way.
Well, that was Dale Watson and Carrying On This Way, words of advice for many of us of an age or beyond that age or maybe even less than that. Sounded a bit like Gentle on My Mind from Glenn Campbell. I don't know, almost exactly. You also heard Lloyd Green on pedal steel, Glenn Duncan on fiddle. That came from Dale Watson's album Carrying On, released in 2010. He started playing in clubs in Houston with his uncle, and then he moved to L.A. on the advice of Rosie Flores, whom we're going to hear from Rosie a little bit later on the show. He tried Nashville, moved to Austin, where, as he said in Matthew's book, they embrace individualism, whereas in places like Nashville and L.A., individualism is frowned upon. Dale's helped to found the genre of music called Ameripolitan, and he's appeared in a bunch of films, in addition to about 30 albums, and he owns a few honky-tonks on the side. Before Dale, we heard Joe Ely with Soon All Your Sorrows Be Gone from his brand-new album, Love in the Midst of Mayhem, an album that he put together in just a few weeks from songs that he hadn't completed or hadn't released yet, gave him a little polish, and recorded them. His vocals are really, really good. For a guy in his 70s, or for anybody, for that matter. He's been on the road as much as he has, too. Joe is part of the Flatlanders with high school friends Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock, and he's played not only country, but also some really great rock and roll, some interesting Mexican-influenced songs, and some quiet meditative stuff. This whole album is kind of that way. Lucky to see him live a few times in Austin, and he can bring some pretty incredible energy as well as some thoughtful lyrics. You listen to songs inspired by Matthew Sturdivant's book, The Sound of Austin, on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters, like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries in the morning, vegetarian lunches, wine and music at night fill the friendly, casual atmosphere that is Snapdragon on Vashon Highway at the south end of town. On the web at VashonSnapdragon.com.
Well, thanks to those folks, and thanks to all of you members who are helping support us. We're going to turn to the blues, and, probably we can call it a little jump blues, leading off with Rosie Flores on vocals and guitar, and Love Don't Love Nobody.
fall. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Ooh, love is the devil, but it won't get me. Love is fine if it's on your side. Love did me wrong and how I've cried. Town. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Love don't love nobody. Doggone your love, I'm through with you.
Yeah. talk to you.
Yeah, that was W.C. Clark. Make My Guitar Talk, Talk, Talk from his Heart of Gold album, released back in 1994. And as one reviewer said, W.C.'s foundation is greasy roadhouse Texas blues. And that description works pretty well, I think. W.C. is called the godfather of Texas of Austin blues because he mentored so many, such as Charlie Ann Will Sexton, Lou Ann Barton, Marsha Ball, Angela Straley, Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan. W.C. and Stevie actually were in a band together called the Triple Threat Review, and Lou Ann Barton was the third threat. I got no idea why I haven't played more of his music on this show, and I'm going to rectify that in the future. Leading off was another that I haven't played enough, the favorite of Sammy V, DJ for Rock of Ages on the first Monday of the month, Rosie Flores. She was on vocals and guitar, and the song Love Don't Love Nobody from her 2019 album Symbol Case of the Blues, which is really an excellent album. She's born in San Antonio. She moved with her family to San Diego, I believe, when she was about 12. Her first band was called Penelope's Children, and that was in high school. And then she had a cowpunk band called Rosie and the Screamers, and then she had an all-female cowpunk band called the Screaming Sirens. We knew her back in Austin as a rockabilly artist, and she worked really hard, has worked really hard, to help revive the careers of female rockabilly musicians. But as we heard here, she can play the blues. Songs you're hearing tonight on Boogie Back to Texas are from artists whose portraits are featured in The Sound of Austin, a book by Matthew Sturdivant. Terry picked the photos, I picked the songs, and you got the show. Next up, we switch gears rather substantially to two women with really different backgrounds and kind of different songs, but yet there's a kinship there that I felt when I was putting the show together, and you tell me whether it makes sense. We're going to lead off with Kat Edmondson and Just Like Heaven.
Show me, show me, show me how you do that trick. The one that makes me scream, she said. The one that makes me laugh, she said. And threw her arms around my neck. And show me how you do it. And I promise you, I promise that I'll run away with you. I'll run away with you. Kissed her face and kissed her head, and thought of all the different ways I had to make her glow. Oh, why are you so far away? She said, why won't you ever know that I'm in love? Lost and lonely, you, strange as angels, dancing in the deepest ocean, twisting in the water, you're just like a dream, you're just like a dream. Thank you. I've been asleep for days, and moving lips to breathe her name, I opened up my eyes and found myself alone, alone, alone above a raging sea. I stole the only girl I loved and drowned her deep inside of me. You, soft and only you, lost and lonely you, just like heaven.
Was forever in love with you. We were on an island made for two in a pretty, pretty ring. Baby, don't leave me now. Stay with me. Sway with me in the blue tree.
That was Paula Nelson. You wouldn't think it. At least your stereotype of Paula Nelson wouldn't be that way. The song was Baby Blue from her 2010 album Little City, with a photo of Austin on the cover, although none of the buildings that you see in the photo were there when we moved to Austin in 1985. Paula's the daughter of Willie and Connie Koepke, although Willie was married to Shirley Nelson at the time. Shirley divorced Willie when he found out about Paula, and he married Connie. And as a kid, Paula often went on tour with her dad. They moved to Colorado as a family, and then when Paula was about 16, they moved to Austin, where she got into some problems with drugs and eventually went into rehab. She got 5 albums out, and she's a pretty diverse and interesting person. She's been a DJ for years on Sun Radio in Austin and Outlaw Country, Sirius XM, and on Willie's Roadhouse, also on Sirius. Oh, and she also is an occasional stunt car driver. Before Paula, we heard Cat Edmondson with Just Like Heaven, a song first recorded by The Cure. That appeared, I think, on Cat's 2009 album, Taken to the Sky. She was born in Houston, eventually settled in Austin, and that album reached the top 20 jazz albums, as have 3 others of her albums. She's performed with Asleep at the Wheel and Lyle Lovett, and she was in the Woody Allen film Cafe Society. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas right here on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. We appreciate it.
Thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at VashonCenterForTheArts.org.
Well, we might as well turn back to the blues, a different kind of blues. We're going to lead off with Miss Lavelle White and Voodoo Man.
I'm gonna work it on my voodoo man. train to Mississippi.
Wayne Allman on vocals, Tom Holland on guitar, and James Cotton on the harp with Midnight Train from James's incredible album, Cottonmouth Man, released in 2013 when James was 77 years old, and it was nominated for a Grammy the next year. And you could tell from that intro that by that time he could barely croak out anything verbally, but he could still play the hell out of the harp. James was orphaned at age 9, but even then, Sonny Boy Williamson noticed that his talent and mentored him. For a long time, he played harp. He, James, played harp in Muddy Waters' band and with Howlin' Wolf, and he ended up with his own band near the end of his life. The list of folks he played with is the proverbial who's who of blues and rock and roll. Sadly, he died in Austin at age 81. Before James and Dwayne, you heard that incredible voice was Lavelle White and Voodoo Man. You also heard Clarence Holman on guitar and Riley Osborne on organ. That song came from her album, Miss Lavelle, released in 1994. In fact, that was her first album, and it was released when she was 65 years old. It came out on Antone's label. And much earlier in her career, when she was in Houston, she recorded a bunch of singles and did okay with those. And she toured with people like Bobby Blue Band, Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, Junior Parker, Aretha Franklin. And then she went to Chicago, performed a bunch with Buddy Guy up there, and some other folks, too. And then she ended up in Austin and had a residency at Antone's. She's got two other albums since that one. We're going to head toward the door with two songs that are most appropriate for the times that we are in right now. The first one is frankly somewhat sad and depressing, but we're going to end up on a really hopeful note. And we're going to lead off with Slade Cleaves and a song about an area of the country that went down the economic tubes, and that was made a whole bunch worse by the recession a little more than a decade ago. Here's Slade Cleaves and Rust Belt Fields.
This is my town, out in the Rust Belt fields. We were banging out Buicks, Oldsmobiles. There was always a job, and the money was there. Some say we got a little lazy, nobody seemed to care. But they figured it out, and sent the elbow grease down to Mexico and off to the Chinese. And I learned a little something about how things are. No one remembers your name just for working hard. Drove into the ground till your factory's cold, and they tear it all down and the parts get sold. Come the bankers now, picking over the bones. I got three more neighbors now about to lose their home. As they figured it out, they sent the elbow grease down to Mexico and off to the Chinese. And I learned a little something about how things are. No one gets a bonus for bloody knuckles and scars. No one remembers your name just for working hard. There's a casino boat up around Boone. Think I'll buy me a bottle and a motel room. Put all I have left on a little black square. Risk it all like the big boys, like I don't even care. I'll drive you into the crowd till your engine's cold. Call in the auctioneer as the banks foreclose. And I learned a little something about how things are. No one gets a bonus for bloody knuckles and scars. No one remembers your name working hard.
Oh, that was Slade Cleaves. Rust Belt Fields from his 2013 album, Still Fighting the War. And Slade usually writes really intimate stories about people with exquisite detail. And you can also write about national issues, as you heard there. And like the title cut of the song, Still Fighting the War. Scrappy Judd Newsom was on the guitar and the keys on that, and he produced the album as well. It's always great to hear Slade Cleaves. We're going to head out the door this Sound of Austin edition of Boogie Back to Texas with just a whole raft of people, led by Eliza Gilkison, singing a song that Eliza wrote this year as a unifying call for courage action and determination during this really amazingly critical election year. And in addition to Eliza, you will hear Pastor Sam Butler from the Blind Boys of Alabama, his two daughters, Shamira and Samia, Chris Williamson, a choir of five, if you include Eliza's baby granddaughter, and the band itself includes Chris Maresch on bass, Bucca Allen on keys, Mike Hardwick on a really nice slide, and Cisco Ryder Gillian on drums. This comes from Eliza's new album, 2020, and we need to take her advice. Peace in our hearts. Eliza Gilkison and Peace in Our Hearts.